Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning. The conversation piece around immature relationships. Are you in one? You mentioned emotional maturity helps us navigate life better. How do we know if we are emotionally mature?
Well, that's a great question. Do you think you're emotionally mature, Sean?
At times, I think. Other times, I'm youthful, if you will.
You're youthful. Okay. Yeah, I think that would be
I don't like the word immature. I think for us that might like to be youthful and
playful. You
know, playful, throw some comedy into the conversation as opposed to maybe immature.
Right, but they're different things.
Okay,
so being adults can also be playful and youthful.
Yes.
A common sign we can recognize around emotional immaturity is that you have difficulty taking responsibility for your actions. You tend to shift blame onto other people. But if you can do those things, and then you not only just say, oh, sorry about that, but you actually take accountability for those actions and change them for the better, that's a sign of emotional maturity. It's this ability to own up to mistakes and learn from them. That's a sign of emotional maturity. And it's about having deeper self-awareness and accountability. So you can be youthful and fun and have those things too.
Yeah, well, that does make complete sense. But you know, Julie, how can someone develop their level of emotional maturity?
Well, it's a process. Most people can be emotionally mature. It's something that can develop as we get older. But if you can self-reflect, you have to practice that. Some people haven't learned how to self-reflect. Instead, they deflect, so they put responsibility onto other people. So you have to learn new coping skills. And sometimes you even have to unlearn patterns that you developed in childhood. So one example would be in childhood, when you get angry, you don't speak to your friend because you're upset. But if you're still doing that and you're an adult, that's childish.
Yeah, that's childish.
So that's a problem. But think about how many people do that, that they give the silent treatment when they're upset. Lots of people. Even
lots
like
of people. And then they post it on
grandparents,
Facebook.
Grandparents, right?
I am not speaking to one of my best friends because they never ask how I'm doing. So they post it on Facebook. I'm going, really, what kind of relationship do you have in the first?
You know? Well, you have an emotionally immature relationship, right? So if someone has said to you, wow, that's really childish, if they were just blunt like that, then maybe reflect on what that behavior is. If you want to improve that, then you have to look at what's triggering that and then how you're responding to it. So if you are an adult who struggles with this, it could be for many reasons. It could be because you have unresolved trauma. So when you feel someone doesn't pay attention to you, you feel very vulnerable and then you react in a childlike way because it's from your past. So that needs to be addressed if you want to step into that adult mature self.
Let's get to the relationship problem. What happens when your partner behaves more like a teenager than the adult that we expect?
Well, and that would be why I'm talking about this, because this is something that does come up in therapy. It's like, well, I thought I was going to marry someone who's an adult and they behave like a teen. So we've all heard those kind of man-child, woman-child, those kind of derogatory comments to describe this. But emotional maturity, it can come out in different ways. So it could be that the person has difficulty with responsibility for their actions. They have lots of mood swings. They avoid serious, mature conversations. And they might use like humor to deflect those mature conversations.
But what are you looking at me for? Seriously. I'll tell you.
well, you know, it's just maybe I'm not looking at you. Maybe you're self-reflecting as I'm speaking, right?
Yeah.
So, or maybe I'm looking at you, but they might rely heavily on their partner for decision-making. So sometimes immature people, they pretend that they're naive, like they don't know what's going on and they need to be rescued. If people are mature, these kinds of behaviors will feel unappealing. But if you're really attracted to this person, you might first make excuses for them or dismiss these behaviors as something that's just going to naturally change. But unfortunately, without intention and effort, these behaviors will not change.
Yeah, and those are definitely red flags that you got to watch out for. But you know, I'm just wondering, like, what if someone realizes their partner is, let's say, emotionally immature after starting a family together? So you have like mom raising three kids and then dad is like the fourth teenager in the house with his mood swings and doesn't help with the dishes, doesn't help with chores, goes out, right? Like, what do you do with that?
Well, that
call a lawyer.
Right. You actually have to decide yourself if that's where you're at, right? But when couples have less responsibility, it might have felt tolerable, right? It might have been, oh, ha, that's really funny. Like, that person likes to just crash out on the couch while I do everything. But once those responsibilities increase, your tolerance is going to drop. So you have to try to catch these things early. You have to express your concerns and be calm and very clear. So focus on specific behaviors rather than, you know, oh my gosh, you're so immature and annoying. That's not going to get you anywhere, even though that's might be how you feel. Don't name call. Instead, say something such as, you know, when I'm rushing and you seem to see me rushing with the kids' evening routine, trying to get them into bed, and you're gaming, that's hurtful to me, and I need this to change.